You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
We're in New York's Central Park looking for mushrooms. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. You might think mushrooming would involve a lot of looking down at the ground. It turns out that hunting for wild mushrooms often means finding the trees that they're associated with. Duke University biologist Ritas Vilgelis.
The mushrooms that you buy in the store, for example, the common white mushrooms, are decomposers. So they're grown on composted manure or composted substrates. But the wild mushrooms that a lot of people love to collect in the forest, yeah, I'd say more than half of those are associated with certain forest types. So if you want to find Matsutake mushrooms, you go to a pine forest. And only certain pine forests out west here will produce good Matsutake fruitings. If you want to find boletes, you can pretty much find boletes in any kind of forest, but especially certain kinds of pine forests or oak forests. So just, you have to know something about the plant community. You got to know an oak and a pine because they're likely to have mushrooms. Maple trees, on the other hand, have other kinds of fungi, but they don't have mushrooms associated with their roots, at least. So knowing something about trees will help you be a better mushroom taxonomist. And, you know, sometimes when you find certain mushroom species, you can look up and expect to find certain trees growing there.
We'll hear more about mushrooming in future programs. Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the National Science Foundation and Virginia Tech, inventing the future through a hands-on approach to education and research. I'm Jim Metzner.